Welcome, everybody. Tonight, your neighborhood good golf dealer joins the Gulf Oil Companies in presenting another program in this series of reviews, musical comedies, and dramatic shows. All the varied entertainment forms of Hollywood. So welcome all of you to the Motion Picture Star's own program. Welcome to the Gulf Screen Guild Show. With Spring Byington, Edward Everett Horton, Carol Lombard, James Stewart, Oscar Bradley, and Hollywood's favorite master of ceremonies, George Murphy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another of the Motion Picture Star's own programs, the Gulf Screen Guild Show. Each week, a different type of entertainment presenting a different cast of stars, and all of them written, directed, and acted by the greatest names in the motion picture industry for the benefit of the Motion Picture Relief Fund. Last week, it was a drama. Next week, a review starring Fanny Bryce, Bob Hope, and Martha Ray. Tonight, it's a comedy drama tailored by Tony, directed by Dorothy Arzner, and written by Connie Lee, under the musical direction of Oscar Bradley. Tonight, we meet Carol Lombard as Tony Warren, New York's foremost designer of men's clothes. Her mother, Mrs. Warren, is played by Spring Byington. Edward Everett Horton is heard as Kenneth Pickles, her business manager. And Peter Graham, a Greenwich Village author, is played by James Stewart. Lights. Music. Curtain.
Yes? Oh, yes, Mr. Greenleaf. Oh, a lot more padding in the shoulders? Oh, yes, we'll take care of it. No, we don't put any padding in the hips. No, all right, we'll take care of it, Mr. Greenleaf. What shall I do about Mr. Ramone's pajamas, Tony?
Send the Mare Express to Honolulu.
Yes?
Do Mr. Olson's trousers have 18-inch bottoms, Miss Warren?
20 inches. Tell the switchboard not to send any more calls in here. I'm through.
Where, Tony?
Through for the day, Mother. There aren't any real men anymore. Nothing but strutting peacocks and pants.
Why, Tony, some of our clients are very handsome.
Handsome, yes, but put them in bathing suits and see what they look like. Who squares off their round shoulders? Who fills out their caved-in chest? I do, and I'm sick of it.
Miss Warren?
Well, what's the matter now, Pickles?
Have you seen the latest issue of the Gentleman magazine?
No.
Well, Miss Warren, it's outrageous. It's terrible. Just look at this article by that gigolo of the trade, Michael Barbonnet.
Isn't English, Pickles?
I couldn't... Of course it's in English.
Well, then don't worry. Michael speaks with such an accent, no one will understand a word of it.
Mother, what was the article about?
He titles his slanderous essay, "The Well-Dressed Man Prefers the Clothing of a Man, for a Man, and by a Man."
Oh, but he's got it all wrong. It's of the people, for the people, and by the people. I remember distinctly. Washington, wasn't it?
What else does Michael say, Pickles?
He says,
What?
Please, Mrs. Warren, please. He says that red-blooded men have an aversion to being pointed out as the clients of a female dressmaker.
Oh, he said that, did he? In hope that some of my customers will wear his unpressed male sacks. He announces to the world I'm a female.
Well, I'm afraid that's my fault, Tony. I promised your father a boy. But I was so young at the time. Oh, youth.
Yes, it's too late to correct the mistake now, Mother. Pickles?
What's that?
Where can I find the most atrociously dressed man in New York?
Well, I should say any one of Barbonnet's clients.
Oh, no. You must be an artist, a sculptor, a writer, some undiscovered genius, unknown, unrecognized, uncouth.
Oh, how romantic, Tony.
No, I'll make him successful, and then I'll expose him as a Tony Warren creation.
Oh, an inspiration, a divine inspiration, Miss Warren.
I'll prove it isn't the clothes that make the man. It's Tony Warren who makes the clothes who makes the man.
Who's that by, dear?
By me, Mother. Pickles, where can I get my man?
Why, someone like that ought to live in Greenwich Village. Miss Warren, I think I know the very spot. Spaghetti Joe's.
Get your coat, Mother. Call a cab, Pickles. We're dining in Sub Rosa at Washington Square.
I told you we got a vino and a spaghetti. If you no like a spaghetti, you get a vino. If you no like a vino, you get out.
Now, look here, my good man.
We'll all have spaghetti.
Oh, si, signora, 3 spaghetti.
Just a minute, waiter. Who's the musician at the piano?
Oh, he's a Peter Graham, signora. But he's no musician. He's right. All the time he's right place. But nobody want to read what he's right. It's too bad.
Will you ask Mr. Graham to join us?
Si, senor, I ask.
What? Miss Warren.
Yes, Pickles?
You aren't seriously thinking of taking that man for your experiment.
Why not? He's exactly what I want. He's picturesque.
Oh, my word. He's appalling. You can't do it. Look at that. My sneakers, corduroy slacks, a yellow sweater.
But very handsome.
No tie, no coat, no hat.
And so romantic.
Mother, I am not looking for a movie star. I'm getting a guinea pig. He's got height. He walks well, and if I dress him properly...
Here he comes.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Well, I guess that sort of cleans up the hellos, doesn't it? The waiter said you wanted to see me.
Yes, sit down, Mr. Graham.
Well, fine.
This is my mother, Mrs. Warren, and this is Mr. Pickles, and I'm Tony Warren.
Well, not the famous designer of men's clothes.
Yes, and now I have a proposition that might interest you, Mr. Graham. What are you laughing at?
Well, I don't know, nothing. I always thought you wore trousers and smoked a pipe.
See here. Mr. Graham, I'll have you understand.
Well, if it isn't old Joe Stinkle from Public School 39. Oh, it's a small world.
Really? Really, my good man, you've made a mistake. I'm not Joseph Stinkle. Now, Miss Warren,
you are too, Joe Stinkle. You can't kid me.
I certainly am not. My name is Pickles.
Pickles, here.
There, see? My security, social security card.
No. You're Joe Stinkle.
Are you sure you're not Pickles?
Mother, please.
My dear man, I never saw you before.
So you're giving me the brush off, eh, Joe? Fine, please.
I assure you, I am not Joseph Stinkle. Now, go away.
Then where is Joe Stinkle?
Why, there is no Joe Stinkle. He doesn't exist. Go away.
Oh, he doesn't exist, huh? What did you do with him?
I didn't do anything with him.
So you killed him. You killed my old pal, Joe Stinkle. You're a murderer.
Really, Pickles, I think we ought to humor him. We were only fooling you. Why, of course, this is Joe Stinkle.
Why, certainly, yes. Of course, I am Joe Stinkle, yes.
Then where's the $50 you owe me?
I don't owe you any money.
Oh, a welcher, huh? I'll fix you.
Hey, come on, let's get out here. Here's the side door.
But, Mother.
No, come on.
But, wait a minute.
Where are we going? Never mind, just keep running.
Wait, will you let go of my arm and stop dragging me around?
Here's the bus. Come on. Come on, catch the rail.
Will you please?
Here, now hang on to the rail. You'll break your neck. Well, there. You all right?
But what are you, a kidnapper? What about my mother and Pickles?
Oh, they're perfectly safe.
Safe in the middle of a gang fight?
Oh, no, I forgot to tell you. That fellow starts a brawl every night by pretending he's drunk and looking for Joe Stinkle. That's all.
You mean it was all a gag?
Yeah. Just atmosphere, you know. Visitors in the village like to get something for their money. Nobody ever gets hurt.
Well, of all the lowdown. Conductor.
Yes, ma'am?
Stop the bus. I'm getting off.
Oh, yes, conductor. We're both getting off.
Then I'm staying on.
Yeah, we'll stay on, but...
Hey, look, folks, will you please make up your minds? We got a schedule to keep.
All right, start your old bus, but I'll find a seat on the upper deck alone.
Hey, she seems kind of upset.
Yeah, she... Look, I don't know much about girls. How long has it taken to cool off?
Grant's tomb.
Grant's tomb. What?
Grant's tomb. I've been on this run 10 years, and I'm an authority. There's something about riding along with Hudson in the moonlight that breaks down even the most stubborn.
Oh, it must be awfully late, Peter.
Oh, no. No, but that sign on the Jersey Shore will flash the time in just a minute.
Isn't it funny?
What?
Well, the way things happen, you know, when I got up this morning, I never thought I'd sit on the steps of Jeff Grant's tomb and be kissed in the moonlight. Peter?
Yeah?
Look, darling, the sign says 5 after midnight. I've got to go home.
Well, if you do, you'll break the spell. You'll become Tony Warren Incorporated again. You'll forget you were ever riding up Riverside Drive on top of a magic coach with a guy in a yellow sweater.
But Peter, we can't sit here till morning.
Well, why not? Did you ever see those towers when the sun comes up?
Did you?
Yeah, sure. My first morning in New York. I slept the night before on a park bench with a bunch of play manuscripts as a pillow. Yeah, I guess that was all they were good for.
No one liked them, Peter?
Like them? Well, I couldn't even get into manager's offices.
Do you mind if I tell you why?
Look, Tony, darling, you can tell me anything.
Do you know why I asked you to our table?
Oh, yeah, of course, my fatal charm.
No, because you were one of the worst dressed men I've ever seen.
Oh, well, thanks.
Now I've hurt your feelings.
Oh, no. Only, what'd you plan to do? Sort of exhibit me in your window as a horrible example or something?
No, I wanted to dress you up and introduce you to the right people, and then if you became a great playwright, I'd say it was all due to my tailor.
Oh, so you were interested in my commercial value.
But Peter, now I'm interested in you, and I want you to be a success. I want to help you, and will you let me?
No. No, we Vermonters don't accept help from strangers.
But I'm not a stranger.
Of course, if you were, no. No, you wouldn't consider that.
Wouldn't consider what?
Well, if you were, no, you wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't do what?
Well, you wouldn't do it. I mean, did you ever think about getting married?
No, why should I?
Well, why shouldn't you?
Because I'm perfectly happy just as I am. I've worked hard, made a place for myself. Why should I give it up just to marry some man?
Well, not some man. You see, I'm the guy who's asking.
You're asking? You mean Peter, darling, I...
Yeah, sure. Now, look. New York's no good for me. I don't know. I just don't fit. But I got a farm up in Vermont. I want you to go back there with me. Will you, Tony?
I can't, Peter.
Why?
I don't think I'm the kind of a wife you want. I love New York, being somebody. I couldn't live in Vermont. I'd have to wash dishes and get your meals and all the other things. And, well, in 2 weeks, I'd go crazy. And darling, so would you.
Well, don't you think that maybe...
No, Peter. I'm Tony Warren. I want to stay Tony Warren. I couldn't give it up. I just couldn't give it up.
Oh. Well, I guess it wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't work, Peter.
No, I just wouldn't.
Well, you'd better take me home.
Yeah, I'd better. Steps sure get hard.
You were right about the spell, Peter. It's fading before morning.
Yeah. It's late. Oh, here comes a bus. Maybe we better get it, huh?
Yes, it doesn't look like a magic coach anymore. It's just a big green bus.
Yeah, right.
Step, please.
Peter.
Yes, Tony.
We can't let it end this way.
Come on, buddy. You getting on the bus or staying off?
Look, I guess I could stay in New York.
No, I'll go to Vermont with you.
No, but I couldn't let you do that.
But what can we do?
Make up your mind. The suspense is killing me.
Now, listen, Tony. Tony, we'll both give up something. I'll give up Vermont, and you just give me a few hours a day.
Will it work, Peter?
It's got to work. We'll make it work.
You know, we're crazy to try it, but Peter, we'll be happy.
Be happy? Tony, we are happy.
And so is the Fifth Avenue Bus Company, buddy. Services now resumed.